One day, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the temple of Jagannath, and he saw the doorkeeper. And in great transcendental love, he asked the doorkeeper, "Please, where is Krishna? Where is the beloved son of Nanda Maharaj? Please take me to him." The doorkeeper brought him to Lord Jagannath. And there Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally saw Lord Jagannath's forms standing in a threefold bending form as Sri Nanda Nandana. But the pujaris came and gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a large quantity of Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Lord Chaitanya, in great happiness, he tasted a portion of it. Then he had Govinda wrap it up and bring it back to his house. At the Gambira, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to taste this prasad. It is explained that as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was tasting this prasad, he fell into such transcendental happiness. As he was eating the prasad, tears were flowing like rivers from his eyes. His hairs were standing on end like the flowers of a kadamba tree. His limbs were trembling like the waves of the ocean. All the ecstatic symptoms were manifested just by his tasting this prasad, because he was tasting Krishna's mercy directly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to glorify prasad. He said, "This prasad, it is millions and millions and millions of times more sweet than nectar. The reason why is because it has touched the lips of Krishna." Then he asked Govinda to distribute the prasad to the other devotees. Other devotees began to eat prasad, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to them in great, great love the glorious qualities of Krishna prasad. And then he began to chant beautiful prayers offered by Srimati Radharani in praise of whatever has been touched by Krishna's mouth, how it is ultimate of all sweetness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as he would worship and honor and glorify the holy name and the deity in the temple, he was glorifying with the same ecstasy the taste of Krishna's prasad. Therefore we pray, Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punyavatam Rajan Vishvashonaya Vajayate. Just by tasting the supremely pure prasad that has been tasted by Govinda, and as we chant the holy names of Krishna, we become free of all of our sins. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to teach his devotees that only after millions of births, when one is most fortunate, does one have the opportunity to taste the sweetness of Krishna's prasad. We should not take prasad as something ordinary. Sometimes devotees, they just sit down and eat. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to make us aware that the fact that you're getting Krishna's prasad, it has taken you millions of births to achieve this platform. Only if you are so very, very spiritually fortunate can you possibly come in contact with Krishna's Mahaprasad. It is so purifying. Even the most sinful person is guaranteed a human life if he tastes prasad. Even a dog or an animal is elevated through the cycle of the evolution of the soul and achieves human birth just by tasting or smelling a piece of prasad. This is the power of Krishna's prasad. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the Western world, he had complete faith in the potency of Krishna's prasad. People who had no affinity or attraction whatsoever for anything religious, who were addicted to illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meeting, and all sorts of atheistic ways of life, bombarding their senses with the most terrible, abominable forms of sense gratification. They would not take to chanting the holy names or reading the scriptures, but Prabhupada would give them prasad. And gradually, just by eating prasad, they started following the principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Just by eating prasad, they started becoming attached to associating with a devotee, chanting the holy names of Krishna, chanting japa, singing and dancing in ecstasy and kirtan. Then they became initiated as Brahmins, chanting Gayatri Mantra. And then they started going out and preaching to the masses. And even the most highly qualified Brahmins would come and touch their feet and ask them to speak the teachings of Gita and Bhagavat. This is the power of Krishna's Mahaprasad. And to the degree, Krishna says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathai vabajam yaha mama vartmanu vartante manushya parata saravasha. As you approach Krishna, Krishna reveals himself to you accordingly. If we approach prasadam with great eagerness, that is not so difficult. In fact, because this Srimad Bhagavatam class is taking such a long time and breakfast is waiting for all of you, I can see that you are very much eagerly feeling the pains of separation from Krishna in his most transcendental form of Mahaprasad. Krishna is so merciful. And if we understand that this is purely and sheerly the mercy of Krishna, his saliva is within every morsel of that prasad. Lord Chaitanya said, this is not just ordinary ingredients of flour and vegetables or fruits or milk or ghee or spices. Nothing so tasty and satisfying to the soul can come just by these ingredients. The real sweetness is the taste that it has touched Krishna's mouth. You may or may not taste that sweetness, but it is there. And as you become purified, you gradually come to the point of worshipping Mahaprasad. As you approach the prasad, that is how the mercy will be revealed to you. Therefore, Thakur Bhakti Vinod says we should take prasad to our full satisfaction. Now, what is this full satisfaction? Let us discuss the purport to full satisfaction. Your tongue wants to be satisfied because the tongue is the most difficult to control of all the senses. It's just a couple inches of slippery flesh just dangling inside of your mouth. and yet it's controlling your entire existence. This little wiggling piece of flesh is controlling your life. Your mind is completely subdued by it. And all the other senses are being so terribly influenced by this little fleshly tongue.
Hare Krishna.
You cannot control any of your other senses properly unless you control your tongue. It is said there is a straight line, the tongue, the belly, and genitals. If you control the tongue nicely, naturally the other senses are controlled. So the tongue is always very eager to taste something very nice and also to speak something. Two functions of the tongue, to vibrate and to taste. Therefore, Atasri Krishna Namani Nababetrayamindraya Jiva Mukta, that we must Seva Mukahi Jivado Swayam Eva Spurat Yadaha. We must purify our senses by engaging them in the service of the Lord, and the first is to engage the tongue. How? By only tasting Krishna's prasad and by chanting Krishna's holy name. But the problem with the tongue is that as soon as you taste something, within a second the taste is gone. Let us analyze. You get nice rasgulla. Your tongue is just wiggling in all different directions because it wants that rasgulla. And it's sending all sorts of very loud, vibrant signals to your brain. And your brain is sending signals and your mind goes wild. I have to have this rasgulla. Beg, borrow, steal, I'll get it. If anyone stands in my way, be forewarned what may come upon you. And we may be longing and striving and going crazy for that rasgulla. Somehow or other we get it. We have achieved the perfection of our immediate goal of life. And we put it in our mouth, and then the tongue begins to taste. Ah, so nice. Meanwhile, the mind is thinking, oh, tongue, enjoy. Just enjoy to your full satisfaction. But at the same time, the mind is in anxiety because it knows it will not last. Therefore, I'll need another rasgulla. And while you're eating the one rasgulla, you're incomplete. You can't even fully enjoy it because you're looking for another one. Because you know it will end and you don't want it to end. If you're sitting down, they're serving prasad, and you're getting the feast you've been longing for and you're eating it, but at the same time half your mind is in anxiety. When will the server bring more? Will I get enough? There's not enough. I need more. More. The tongue wants more. Give thy tongue what he wants. But the tongue never gets what he wants. Why? Because of the belly. He's not a very good servant of the tongue. The tongue, there's no end to how much the tongue could taste, but the belly gets full. And gets more full. And the tongue is saying, I want more. And the belly is saying, no, no. And the tongue says, yes, I will eat more. No, please. And then the tongue eats more. And the belly, ah! What are you doing? Do you not know the philosophy? Bhagavad Gita says not too much and not too little. The tongue says, I know the philosophy. Don't preach to me. I will take more. And finally, the belly is... And the tongue still wants more. And the mind and the intelligence are completely torn between these two opposing ideas. So your tongue can never have full satisfaction. Because Rajaguna is influencing the tongue. And its desires are burning like fire. The more you put on it, the more different flavors you scrape on your little tongue, the more it becomes agitated for more. It may be satisfied, but how long does that satisfaction last? As soon as that food is it's chewed by the teeth, and you want to just go on chewing, but at the same time you want it to go down so you can chew more. So you're always in a dilemma. But as soon as that instant sensation slips off your tongue and goes down your throat, immediately the tongue wants more. So what full satisfaction can there be for the tongue that is materially influenced by the modes of material nature? And as far as full satisfaction of the belly, full means without beginning and without end. Purnam. Om Purnam. Ada Purnam Idam. Full means complete. Complete means total satisfaction without cessation. That is full. Your belly, satisfaction. When you're hungry, you're eating. And until your belly's full, you're not satisfied. You just want to get more and more and more and more until it's full. And then after it's full, it's an anxiety. Or it may, you may eat just the right amount and you're satisfied. But then a couple hours later, the belly is saying, give me more. Give me more. Hare Krishna. And then, this nice material body, what happens to that nice prasad? We have told the story before. How the man went to the bank of the river to pass stool. After he passed the stool, he was just thinking, God, this is abominable. Because the sight of stool, the smell of stool, it's abominable. Of course, if it's your own stool, you don't mind so much. But somebody else's stool is, you can't, it's intolerable. You could look at your own and survive. But if you look at another's, you immediately start practically vomiting. It's So stool is abominable. Unless you are hog. So the man passed stool, and he looked at the stool and says, I'm getting out of this place. You are abominable. And the stool was offended. How would you like someone to talk to you about that, like that? So the stool looked at the man and said, you are abominable. He said, I was a delicious samosa fried in ghee before I came in contact with you. Just see what your abominable association has done to me. You become like what you associate with. So if you think I'm abominable, take a look in the mirror, my friend. It's all because of your association.
Hare Krishna.
So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, take this prasadam to your full satisfaction, he means we should take and have a spiritual experience. When our tongue and our belly and all of our senses are in a mood of devotion, in harmony with the very desire of our soul, if we take the prasad in a mood of devotion and contemplate how this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, it is the mercy of Radha Krishna and my Guru Maharaj, when we meditate on the prasad as we're eating it with that consciousness, and we actually taste the grace of Krishna, then our body, mind, and soul experiences full satisfaction. Sarira avidya cha chotendriya tahika jive pele vishaya sagore dharma ji jiva athi lobha moha sudur mati dhake cheta kotina samsare Krishna Bodha Doyamai Parivare Jiva Jai Swaprasadana Dilobai Sayanamrita Kaun Radha Krishna Gunaga Premeta Ko Chaitanya Nitai Sri Krishna Prasadam Ki One night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira was tasting the nectarine sweetness of the association of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. They were reciting verses from Krishna Karnamrita, the poems of Vidyapati and the Gita Govinda. They would also recite slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, and they would sing beautiful kirtans of Krishna's holy names. After half of the night was complete, they left the room and locked all of the doors. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again, he could not sleep. Throughout the entire night, he would very loudly chant Krishna's holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya heard the sound of Krishna's flute. He was so eager to find Krishna. He somehow or other, no one to this day knows how he did it, he escaped from that room. When Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda heard that there was no more any chanting, they opened the door, and to their great surprise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gone. They lit their lanterns and started looking everywhere and anywhere. And to their great astonishment, they found Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just close to the Singhadwaram gate, there was a goshala, or a cowshed, where the cows of the Tailanga province would reside. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fallen unconscious amongst the cows. All of the limbs of his body entered into his body completely. You could not see any trace of his arms or legs. He appeared like a tortoise, and his hairs were all standing on end. Torrents of tears were flowing from his eyes. There was eruptions of lumps all over his body. Foam was pouring out of his mouth, and he was making a sound, gong, gong, gong. He appeared to be a large pumpkin. The devotees saw him in this state. They were very much alarmed, and they somehow or other tried to pick him up. But the cows would not leave him alone. The cows were so much attached to him, they were just incessantly sniffing him and licking him. The devotees tried to get the cows away, but the cows kept coming back to sniff him again and again. They could not give up Lord Chaitanya's company. Somehow or other, with great efforts, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, and the other devotees lifted up this pumpkin form of Lord Chaitanya and carried him back to the Gambira. There, into his ear, for a long, long time, they loudly chanted the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
After some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's limbs came back out of his body. He resumed his ordinary form again. Then he stood up and he looked around in all directions and he asked, "Where have you taken me?" He explained that he heard Krishna's flute and he went to Vrindavan. There he saw Krishna playing his flute, and Radharani and Gopis came to meet him. They were performing wonderful, sweet pastimes. And Lord Chaitanya said, "I was watching as they were laughing and joking together. And all of a sudden I heard this tumultuous sound. You have taken me away from Vrindavan and brought me here. Why have you done this?" Swarup Damodar Goswami explained the whole situation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was the full moon night of the autumn season, Sarat Purnima. Lord Chaitanya with his devotees, they roamed along the seashore, dancing and chanting from one garden to another in the holy dham of Nilachala. Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing the beautiful songs describing Krishna's dancing with gopis in the forests of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing these beautiful songs and leading all of the devotees with him. They were dancing in transcendental happiness, singing and dancing all night long from one garden to another. They began to sing the songs how during Krishna's Ras Lila, he and gopis were playing in the river Jamuna together. Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya saw the sea. He mistook it for Jamuna. Without anyone seeing, he immediately ran to the sea and jumped in. When the devotees saw that Lord Chaitanya was gone, they began to search. Where has he gone? Has he gone to Gundicha temple? Has he gone to the Jagannath temple? Has he gone to Chatak Parvat? Has he gone to Konark temple? They were searching all over the entire town of Puri, everywhere, anywhere. Nowhere could they find the Lord. In great anxiety, the devotees were searching and searching and searching. Finally, the night ended, and they did not see him anywhere. The devotees were thinking, perhaps the Lord has disappeared from the world. They were in so much terrible distress that none of them felt that they could possibly maintain their lives. Swarup Damodar Goswami divided the group into different sections to go in all different places to again search for the Lord. What happened is this. Lord Chaitanya was in the ocean all night long. Sometimes he was floating on top of the waters, and sometimes he sunk deep into the waters. Floating and sinking, like a piece of dry, dead wood. Swarup Damodar Goswami and devotees began searching along the shore of the ocean. Suddenly, they saw a fisherman. Not an ordinary fisherman. This fisherman appeared like a madman. He was laughing very loud. Simultaneously, he was crying. There was rivers and rivers of tears gushing from his eyes. He was dancing and dancing and dancing. The hairs of his bodies were standing on end. His limbs were trembling. And he was constantly chanting very loudly, Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari! Swarup Damodar Goswami understood he must have come into the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went up to the fisherman and he asked him, What have you seen? The fisherman explained that I was fishing with my net, like I do every night. And I saw what I considered a fish that looked like the moon. And I pulled him in my net. But then I saw that it was something else. And I touched that form. As soon as I touched it, tears started flowing from my eyes. My limbs began to tremble. My hair started standing on end. My voice got choked up. This was a ghost. And just by touching this dangerous ghost, I became haunted by this ghost. Now look at me. I'm possessed by the ghost. He said, what will I do? I have a wife. I have children. They require my support. They cannot live without me. Usually at night, because I fish, it's always dangerous. In order to protect myself, I chant the mantra to Lord Nrsimhadev. And no ghost had ever touched me because I chanted the holy name of Nrsimha. But this ghost, every time I chant the Nrsimha mantra, his power to haunt me doubles. I'm just searching for an exorcist to take this ghost away from me. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, I am a famous exorcist. I will take the ghost away. Then he put his hand on top of the fisherman's head and chanted some mantras. Then he slapped him 3 times in the face and said, now the ghost is gone. You are no longer haunted. But my dear fisherman, this was not a ghost. This was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The fisherman said, no, no, I have seen Lord Gauranga, but he's not like this. This person, his body is 5 to 7 cubits long. And all of his joints are dislocated from each other. There's 6 inches between his joints of flesh hanging. And he's making this mysterious sound, gong, gong. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, sometimes the Lord does like this in transcendental ecstasy. Please bring him to me. The fisherman says, no, don't go near him or you will be haunted too. Swarup Damodar said, please bring us to the Lord. So he brought, and when the devotee saw the Lord in this condition, his limbs disjointed, his body elongated, tears flowing from his eyes, and his whole body, because he was in the water of the ocean all night long, it was bleached white. His hairs was all straggler, and his body, head to toe, was covered with sand. The devotees somehow or other washed the body of the Lord with water and loudly began to chant in his ears the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. After a long time of Harinam Sankirtan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to his half-external consciousness. And he chanted, Harivo. Where have you taken me? Where am I? I was with Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna was performing his beautiful Ras Lila. And I saw Krishna along with Sri Radharani and the gopis. They were performing so many wonderful, wonderful pastimes in the water. Please know that in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is very, very deep confidential descriptions of all of these pastimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu witnessed when he was in his ecstatic emotional state of consciousness. We are giving just a very tiny summary because we are not qualified to even speak the content of these wonderful pastimes. Krishna and Sri Radha and Gopis were splashing each other and having wonderful games together in the water of River Jamuna. Then they came out of the Jamuna into the forests of Braja, and Radha and Krishna were dressed with fine, beautiful clothes and decorated with ornaments. Then they were sat down into a secret bower in the forest, were offered fresh fruits and flowers and other various sweetmeats that were prepared by Srimati Radharani and brought from her home. Then they were brought into a house made out of jewels, and they were laid down to rest, and we were fanning them. And then I heard this tumultuous sound. And you have brought me here. Why? Swarup Damodar Goswami explained how we found you here. You were floating in the ocean all night long. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every year would send Jagadananda Pandit to Navadweep in order to console his mother Sachi Devi. Sachi Mata was always immersed in the deepest ecstasies of separation from her son. On this particular occasion, Jagadananda Pandit, he stayed for 1 month. He brought wonderful gifts of Lord Jagannath's clothes and Mahaprasad for the pleasure of Sachi Devi. He would continuously tell her the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. After the month, he asked permission for Sachi Devi to leave. Then he went to Sri Advaitacharya's house to receive his permission to return to Jagannath Puri. Sri Advaitacharya offered hundreds and thousands of obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Advaitacharya had written a sonnet in equivocal language with an import that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand, but others could not. In his sonnet, Advaita Prabhu first offered his obeisance hundreds and thousands of times unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He then submitted the following statement at his lotus feet.
Baula ke kahiba loka hoila baula. Baula ke kahi hahate na vikaya chaula.
Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand.
Baula ke kahi ha kahya nahi ka aula. Baula ke kahi ha iha kahiya che baula.
Further tell him that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, Advaita Prabhu, has spoken these words. I will read again. Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. Further tell him that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love has spoken these words. When he heard Advaita Acharya's statement, Jagadananda Pandit began to laugh. And when he returned to Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, he informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of everything. Please listen very carefully. After hearing the equivocal sonnet of Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quietly smiled. "That is his order," he said. Then he fell silent. Although he knew the secret, Swarup Damodar Goswami inquired from the Lord, "What is the meaning of this sonnet? I could not understand it." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Advaita Acharya is a great worshipper of the Lord and is very expert in the regulative principles enjoined in the Vedic literatures. Advaita Acharya invites the Lord to come and be worshipped and to perform the worship. He keeps the deity for some time. After the worship is completed, he sends the deity somewhere else. I do not know the meaning of this sonnet, nor do I know what is in Advaita Prabhu's mind. Advaita Acharya is a great mystic. No one can understand him. He is expert in writing sonnets that even I myself cannot understand." Hearing this, all the devotees were astonished, especially Swarup Damodar, who became somewhat morose. From that day on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotional state changed markedly. His feelings of separation from Krishna doubled in intensity. As his feelings of separation in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani increased at every moment, the Lord's activities, both day and night, were now wild, insane performances. Suddenly, there awoke within him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the scene of Lord Krishna's departure from Mathura, and he began exhibiting the symptoms of ecstatic madness known as Udghuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman holding Ramananda Rai by the neck, and he questioned Swarup Damodar, thinking him to be his gopi friend. Just as Srimati Radharani inquired from her personal friend Vishakha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reciting that verse, began speaking like a madman. "My dear friend, where is Krishna, who is like the moon rising from the ocean of Maharaj Nanda's dynasty? Where is Krishna, his head decorated with a peacock feather? Where is he? Where is Krishna, whose flute produces such a deep sound? Oh, where is Krishna, whose bodily luster is like the luster of the blue Indranila jewel? Where is Krishna, who is so expert in Ras dancing? Oh, where is he? Who can save my life? Kindly tell me, where to find Krishna, the treasure of my life and the best of my friends? Feeling separation from him, I hereby condemn Providence, the shaper of my destiny." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus began to exhibit his final pastimes, where his ecstasies of separation became more and more uncontrollable. One day, in Gambira, the devotees were chanting the holy names,
trying to somehow or other pacify Lord Chaitanya by singing songs of Krishna reunion with his devotees. After half the night was gone, they locked the doors, and not only did that, but they personally stayed in all directions so the Lord could not escape in any way. They heard Lord Chaitanya making very deep sounds. He stopped his chanting. They didn't know what was happening. What he was doing is, in the anguish of separation, he was rubbing his face against the walls. When the devotees opened the doors and they saw the condition of the Lord, they began to weep and cry, their hearts broken by what they saw. Lord Chaitanya was grinding his face against the walls of the Gambhira, and his face was oozing with blood and sores. At that time, Swarup Damodar Goswami appealed to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one devotee named Shankar Pandit be allowed to remain with him at night. From that night on, Shankar Pandit stayed within the private quarters of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is described that Shankar Pandit, another name for him was Shankar Pandit, the pillow of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All night long he would take Lord Chaitanya's feet and place it upon his own legs and massage Lord Chaitanya's feet and legs. Sometimes in the middle of the night, while massaging Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, Shankar Pandit would doze off and fall asleep. At that time, Lord Chaitanya would very quietly take the own quilt that was covering his body, and he would cover Shankar Pandit's body with it. When Shankar Pandit would wake up, he would see this, and he would take off the quilt and again cover Lord Chaitanya's body. But soon after, he would again fall asleep, and Lord Chaitanya would cover Shankar Pandit with the quilt. Shankar Pandit would wake up and cover the Lord with the quilt, and again begin to massage the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of fear of the love of Shankar Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not in any way harm his body or go anywhere at night. These are the ways how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent his nights in Gambhira, in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, the intimate loving association of his devotees. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to reveal to Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar the inner secrets of his heart as he personally tasted the sweetness of the 8 verses that he personally composed, the Shikshastakam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote the Shikshastakam because these 8 verses contain the essence of the conclusions of all Vedic knowledge. These 8 verses are the very life and soul of all the devotees. It describes from the beginning to the very conclusion each stage of how to advance in Krishna consciousness through the process of the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally tasted the sweetness of these 8 verses, Shikshastakam. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita concludes with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting these 8 verses. And explaining the purport of each verse. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami
After concluding the description of Lord Chaitanya's life and teachings, falls at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas, I would like to read to you the final slokas of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are various topics, but I have repeated only those that are principal, for not all of them could be described again. The Vrindavan deities of Madan Mohan with Srimati Radharani, Govinda with Srimati Radharani, and Gopinath with Srimati Radharani are the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So that my desires may be fulfilled, I place the lotus feet of these personalities on my head. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and their devotees, as well as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Srila Jiva Goswami. The mercy of their lotus feet is my spiritual master, and my words are my disciples, whom I have made dance in various ways. Seeing the fatigue of the disciples, the spiritual master has stopped making them dance. And because that mercy no longer makes them dance, my words now sit silently. My inexperienced words do not know how to dance by themselves. The mercy of the Guru made them dance as much as possible, and now after dancing they have taken rest. I now worship the lotus feet of all my readers, for by the mercy of their lotus feet, there is all good fortune. If one hears the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wash his lotus feet and drink the water. I decorate my head with the dust of the lotus feet of my audience. Now you have all drunk this nectar, and therefore my labor is successful. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rup and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Srila Prabhupada ki! Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki! Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Ananti Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nithai Gau Premanani. Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. We have been celebrating the most auspicious of all events, the appearance day of the most munificent of all incarnations, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who descends in his original form only one time in an entire day of Lord Brahma, which equals to several billions of years according to our human calculations. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Srila Prabhupada explained, just recently, 500 years ago. He came to inaugurate the Yuga Dharma, which is the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tasa Krishna Sangopanga Shaparashadam
Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hishume Dishaha. Srimad Bhagavatam tells that in this age of Kali Yuga, which is a time when quarrel, hypocrisy, irreligion is prevalent, those who have good intelligence will worship the Supreme Lord who appears in this age in his beautiful golden complexion through the congregational chanting of Krishna's holy names. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, has so mercifully performed world's greatest sacrifices just to bring the love and kindness of Lord Chaitanya to all of our lives. People throughout the world have the opportunity of transforming their existences and achieving the ultimate perfection of unalloyed love for Krishna by just receiving Lord Chaitanya's mercy, as Srila Prabhupada has so purely presented, and by somehow, according to our limited capacity, to try to assist in this most noble effort of the Transcendental Sankirtan movement. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories are unlimited. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that if Sri Ananta Shesha, with his thousand mouths, spent eternal time describing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not explain in all of that time what Lord Chaitanya has done in his pastimes in one day. Similarly, if Lord Ganesh, the scribe of the demigods, were to write down for millions and millions and millions of millenniums, he could not properly describe what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed in his pastimes in one day. Kaviraj Goswami explains, as the bird tries to go as high as he can in the unlimited sky, similarly, it is the duty of every human being to try to describe the glories of the Lord according to their capacity. And if Krishna sees that we are sincere, Krishna will reciprocate and give us himself. The path of bhakti is the path of attracting the heart of Krishna through our sincere efforts. Krishna does not consider any material qualifications or disqualifications, whether one is young or old, man or woman, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, whether one is of a high caste or of a low caste. As soon as one comes to the path of bhakti, puts him or herself under the care of a proper Vaishnava, and begins to chant the holy names of Krishna, that person is then transcendentally situated. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam explains, even if one is born in a family of chandala dog eaters, if that person is sincerely chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna, whoever that person may be, no material criterion is accepted. That person is fit to be guru of the entire world. It is considered that that person has performed all yajnas, read all scriptures,
bathed in all holy places. Whereas even if a person is born in a very high Brahman family following all the 25 principles of Brahmanism, if he is not a humble servant of a Vaishnava and not sincerely chanting the holy names, that person cannot even deliver himself, what to speak of else. This is the supreme gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya taught through Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he descends into this material world, are not only unlimited, but they are inconceivable. They are beyond the reach of human intelligence to possibly fathom. However, there is one qualification by which we can understand his pastimes and his teachings. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, it is by becoming the servant of the servant of the servant of his devotees. And there is no other way. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami concludes Chaitanya Charitamrita with this instruction. Unless one sincerely and humbly becomes the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord will not be pleased to reveal the truth within our heart. We could read the Bhagavad Gita all the way through 1,000 times a day, every day of our life. We could memorize the entire Srimad Bhagavatam and recite it eloquently in hundreds of different melodies. We can have mastery over every syllable of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the other Vedic literatures and never come to an understanding of who is Lord Chaitanya, what are his pastimes, and what is the purpose of life. But even if one is a child, if one sincerely chants Krishna's names and becomes the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord and his devotees, then very quickly the very essence of all the scriptures is revealed within that person's heart. So this is the message that Srila Prabhupada has given us. He has written so many of the most important commentaries of the most essential scriptures in human society. But at the same time, his message is simple. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirataniya sadahari. The message of Lord Chaitanya. Be humble like the straw in the street, tolerant like tree. Offer all honor to others and expect no respect for oneself. In other words, live according your constitutional position. Jivara Swarupoi Krishnaranitya Das, to be the servant of the Lord, the servant of the servant of the Lord. And in this most sublime aspiration of life, very sincerely and loudly chant Krishna's holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki, Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Ananti Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nithai Gopremanani.